This news story was written by Michael E. Miller. She was beaten and bullied for being trans. This pageant gave her pride. Nuku'alofa, Tonga. The contestant stood just off stage, nervously shifting in her stilettos. A pink dress clung to her muscular frame, and her hair was pinned back with red flowers. Sophia Villa had spent most of her 21 years hiding who she was, a trans woman in a devoutly Christian country. Her father had beaten and disowned her for acting like a girl. Classmates had bullied her. Strangers had hissed horrible things. But now she was ready to sashay down a catwalk in front of almost 2,000 people at the Miss Galaxy pageant, a beauty contest for trans women in Tonga. As many as 20,000 people, equivalent to one-fifth of this Pacific Island nation's population, would be watching online around the world. Every step she took on stage would be against the law in Tonga, where laws governing sex and dress criminalize trans life. The laws are rarely enforced, activists say, but nonetheless create a climate of fear that has contributed to two brutal killings in 7 years. While other countries, notably in Africa, have become increasingly hostile toward LGBTQ+ people in recent years, Tonga's laws stand in contrast to a long tradition of Fakaleti, which literally means, like a lady. Lytis, as they prefer to be called, are considered a third gender that isn't exactly equivalent to the Western definition of transgender women. Most live as women and use female pronouns, but some do not. They have played an important role in Tonga and in other parts of Polynesia, including in elder care and serving the royal family. But now in Tonga, as in the United States, the growing influence of the Mormon Church and evangelical ministries, many with U.S. ties, has led to a backlash against LGBTQ+ rights in the past decade, experts said. Miss Galaxy has faced protests and accusations of promoting sin. At the same time, increasing international funding and attention on LGBTQ+ issues are spurring calls for change here. Sitting near the front of the crowd at the Miss Galaxy pageant on a recent evening was Piveni Pukala, an outspoken member of parliament who has vowed to try to decriminalize the technically illegal aspects of Leyte life in the next few months, even if it costs him his seat. "This is long overdue," Pukala said in an interview. "The question is, do we accept them as people or not?" Reform is far from guaranteed. When the parliament last year passed a law to overturn a rape statute that didn't equally protect men, King Tupu VI withheld his assent, effectively ending the effort. The royal palace declined to comment on whether the king would sign any new bills into law. Young Latis are tired of waiting. So many have moved to Australia or New Zealand for work and then claimed asylum that the Miss Galaxy pageant's future is in jeopardy. This year, there were only 5 contestants. But with ABBA booming and the crowd roaring, Sophia Vea stepped on stage. The backlash. Hours earlier, another event had consumed downtown Nuku'alofa. More than 50 members of the Fakalotolahi Evangelical Ministry gathered in a park to sing and preach. "God's kingdom is for everyone," boomed Pastor Havila Takolo, "except if you turn away from God." For the ministry, which had begun on Facebook during the COVID-19 pandemic and quickly grown to more than 50,000 followers, many of them Tongans overseas, turning away from God included being gay or transgender. The ministry supports the laws governing sex and dress, which ban people designated male at birth from dressing as a woman or having sex with a man. "I think it is something that has come from outside Tonga," the ministry's founder, Soy Finau, said of LGBT rights. That ignores the fact that Lytis have been part of Tongan society for at least a century, similar to Fa'afafine in Samoa and Mahu in Hawaii. "Lytis often have served the Tongan monarchy as cooks and maids," said Joey Jolene Mata'el, the country's best-known trans activist and a distant member of the royal family. "But it's only in the past few decades that Lytis have felt comfortable wearing women's clothes in public," she said. With the launch of the Tonga Lytis Association in 1992, Mata'ele, who'd recently won a Pacific drag contest, suggested a beauty pageant as a way to raise money. "We used Miss Galaxy because it was different," she said. "You think of the stars, the moon, the planets. We're different. So we needed to come up with something that was different." The pageant has used its proceeds to pay for shelter for Lytis kicked out of their homes and for HIV/AIDS awareness after trans women were blamed for bringing the virus to Tonga. But perhaps its biggest impact is providing Lytis an opportunity to find themselves. "Miss Galaxy is mainly a platform for all the young ones to lose their fear," said Cruella Tuinukuafe, a Leyte and fashion designer. "The crown can also be a ticket out. Kana Lewis, who was beaten and abandoned as a child, spent 7 months making her dresses to boost her chances of winning in 2018. When she took her victory trip to the United States, she claimed asylum. She now lives in San Francisco and is medically transitioning with hormones and surgery, neither of which is available in Tonga. "Miss Galaxy changed my life," she said. While the pageant has won over some Tongans, religious attitudes toward Lytus also have hardened. Tonga's Methodist and Catholic churches, which have historically been the dominant denominations, generally are accepting of Lytus, even if their tenets are not, said Nico Besnier, an anthropologist at La Trobe University in Melbourne. But those traditional churches are losing out to harder-line Mormons and evangelicals, which have been gaining ground here. The Utah-based Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints says members who transition, even in their use of pronouns, can be restricted from entering a temple. Evangelical ministries, many of which also have ties to the United States, cite Old Testament prohibitions on cross-dressing and call for trans people to repent. As these have grown, the conversation around Lytus has become harsher, cast as good versus evil, and more Americanized, said Paul Morris, professor emeritus of religious studies at Victoria University of Wellington in New Zealand. In 2015, amid fears Tonga would legalize same-sex marriage, some evangelicals protested and even called for Lytus to be locked up. 2 years later, a Leyte was killed in downtown Nuku'alofa, and in 2021, the Tonga Leytes Association's president, Pauli Kefu, was beaten to death with a rock on a beach. While the motives in both cases were murky, Lytus say the laws criminalizing trans life create fear and shame that put them at risk. The TLA has urged the government to change the laws, as have the United States, New Zealand, and other Western allies. In the meantime, some Lytus are trying to be true to themselves. Via ran away from her devout Mormon household when she was 12. Her first taste of freedom came last year when she went to New Zealand for seasonal work. Her father refused to see her when she returned, so Matele took her in and encouraged her to enter Miss Galaxy. Her main competition was Giovanna Maffi, 24, last year's runner-up, who was competing in honor of her late mother. As Via took her first sachet down the catwalk, Maffi kept pace at her side. The crown? For 2 nights, the contestants danced, lip-synced, and twerked to the point of exhaustion. They were sewn into skin-tight slips and encased in elaborate, sometimes dangerous costumes complete with metal claws, shards of glass, and giant wings. For Via, the riskiest part was simply speaking. When she made a risque joke about rugby, it was the first time she'd talked publicly about sex. When the results came in, Via beamed as she won the second of 6 categories, but then Maffi won the 3rd and the 4th, and Via's face fell. As Maffi won the 5th, Via struggled to hold back her tears. A drumroll trilled as the top 2 contestants faced each other, hand in hand, and then Maffi's name rang out and she was wiping away tears with her cape and accepting a crown. As Maffi waded into a sea of admirers, Via retreated backstage. But then she emerged, her mascara slightly smudged. And to her surprise, people were waiting for her as well. Friends, strangers, even diplomats. She was herself, and she too was a star.